This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spending a few minutes now with Stockton University head men's basketball coach Scott Bittner. His squad headed back to the NCAA tournament. They'll take on Ithaca College in the first round on Friday up in Massachusetts. And first of all, coach, congratulations. I know this has become a regular thing now with the program. You guys have had so much success, but it never gets old seeing your name on a line, does it?
No, it's always a good day. This year was a little bit, we knew we were going to get in this year. Last year was a little bit more of a surprise, but our season's been filled with a lot of adversity in terms of injuries and whatnot. So it was just great to be rewarded for being able to handle that.
What's allowed the group to fight through the adversity?
I mean, we were still really talented. You know, we started out being really deep, and I guess we became less deep, but you know, there was some freshmen that we weren't expecting to have to play 25 minutes a game that have stepped up and been able to do that. They started the season probably playing 10 to 15 minutes, and now they're asked to play more. They're going to be really good players, so that, you know, it just got them on the floor earlier than we thought.
For people who aren't familiar, X and O-wise, why have you guys had the success you've had?
Well, this year with our main focus was just going to the offensive glass. We thought if we would lead the league in rebounding, we would win the league. And that we did lead the league in offensive rebounding. We didn't win the league. But I think if we would have stayed healthy, we would have been right there for that. So I think going into the season, we kind of called our philosophy the big rocks, and it's just the things that happen the most often we wanted to be the best at. Offensive rebounding, transition, offense and defense, defensive fundamentals, and, you know, just getting really good shots every time down. If we focused on that, then we thought the winning would take care of itself. And for the most part, we've been good at that. Our pace was great. It was really, really good when we were healthy. We were in transition 30% of the game. We've dropped down into the high 20s. So I think that's given us a little bit of an advantage every game.
I think this is the fourth straight year you guys have made the tournament, so you've got a lot of kids that have experience. How much does that help, even if they're kids that are banged up? And I know you mentioned these other kids, that the younger kids that have had to step in. But, you know, having a concept of the tournament, what it takes to win in it, you know, how much does that help?
I hope it helps. The thing I worry about is maybe they lose a little bit of their gratitude for the situation. You know, this isn't a rite of passage, right? It's an honor to be in this tournament and be one of the top 60 some teams in the country. So I think every day you gotta have some gratitude that you're here and appreciate it and just enjoy it and have fun and play loose and play hard.
Let's talk a little bit about Ithaca. What do they bring to the table?
They have four really good guards, and they surround them with a freshman forward. They remind me a little bit of Montclair offensively. They'll like to shoot the three, but all four guys seem to be able to take you off the dribble. They hunt. You know, it's going to be a game like, does our size overpower their guards, or can our length and size not guard their guards, and we got to put smaller guys on the floor. So it's going to be interesting how that plays out and who imposes their will. Obviously you can't allow them to shoot 33s, 35 threes, and if they make 12 to 13, 14, they're going to win.
Who are some of the kids that have led the way this year? Who are some of your key players?
EJ Matthew Spratley has been our best player since Martin Angulov got hurt. Him and Martin were going back and forth game to game. Who was the best player? Martin was actually leading us in scoring at the time. And EJ certainly picked up the slack offensively. And, you know, he's, you know, bailed us out of a lot of situations on the offensive side of the floor. Eric Campbell's had a really good year as a sophomore. It's his first year in the program, and he's, you know, we thought he'd be the most athletic kid I've had, and he's lived up to that. He's a 6'3"-ish, 6'4"-ish wing that is incredibly fast in the open floor and plays incredibly hard to the point where he can't stay healthy. He's had a really, really good year. You know, Tavon Gaither's had a steady but injury-riddled year. Not as good as last year in terms of his production, but he's been dealing with one thing after another. And that started in the summer with a car accident. So, you know, he's been one of the forwards that's kind of been in and out of the lineup. Christian Armstrong is a starting forward. He's had a really good year. He's been really consistent, hovering around like, you know, 7 or 8 rebounds a game, 7 or 8 points a game. Probably, I guess he's probably been, you know, 10 or 11 points a game since Martin got hurt. He's been really good. And then, you know, two freshmen, Paiute and Logan McKee have been, you know, have stepped up. Like, Logan McKee has been the better player on the floor in two of our games as a freshman on the road. But, you know, he had 22 points and I think 10 rebounds against Jersey City away. And then you talk about Jameer Paiute, and he had 16 points and 20 rebounds against Rowan in the last regular season game of the year, which is a hell of a performance for a freshman. They've been good. Jamar Johnson is as steady as usual. So we have a collection of guys that are all playing their role pretty well.
Mentioned fourth straight year. Have you changed at all how you approach the NCAA tournament, or are you doing the same thing that you've done in all the previous years?
I think I do the same thing I've done. You know, the thing we changed this year a little bit is we backed off and practiced a little bit. And I thought that hurt us at the end of the regular season. We were so banged up that we didn't go live as much in practice. We were more breakdown stuff, and I don't like that at all. I mean, that puts me to sleep, never mind the guys, but that's what we had to do. So this week we've been back to playing, you know, just playing basketball in practice and trying to improve in a live setting. I do remember 2 years ago when we went out to Marietta, you know, I ran the guys into the ground to practice before that weekend, and I regret that. So I don't know how hard we'll practice Thursday. You know, last year we got off a 6 or 7 hour bus trip, and Katie and Dawkins, who was, you know, as good as anybody we had that year, was really sick all week. And of course I ran him into the ground. So I'm going to be careful not to do that. Make sure we have our legs for Friday, but every group's different, you know. Some groups need to be stimulated in practice, and some, you know, you can kind of walk through and do 5-on-0 stuff, and that gets them going. So I think this group needs to play. We'll just shorten it.